response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Wednesday. You're welcome.
Man.
6-0.
The Glover streak is strong.
Probably won't see a loss all year.
Well, you know, you
should go to New York.
Wait, I was going to say, you better be getting on a plane, bro. Like, if you look at what they've done so far this year, there's a strong case to be made that you need to be on the traveling squad. They're 1-5 away. They're 8-4 at home, and you're 6-0.
And when I don't go,
call Ricky. Get on the
like
team
yesterday.
Play.
He's not taking my calls anymore.
Oh no!
Yeah, last thing he said to me was 100 yards means 100 yards.
Well, call Ben then. He can get you on the flight.
I have a restraining order against Ben.
Oh,
so it's
you have one against him. Man. I
yes,
got you.
It's
I got
complicated.
You. I say that makes more sense.
Yes,
yeah. The tangled webs we weave.
I saw the two of them today because of where we were sitting.
Yeah,
they were up in the booth, and I just looked over, and they looked down and saw me. I'm like, waving at the guys.
Did they acknowledge?
They did.
Oh, that's good.
They
I was going to say, they can't be dissing the DGS.
No, they were like, hey, but I mean, we were really far away, like five sections away, but yeah.
Well, they saw you, though.
They did. Well, I mean, you know.
What are you
short ginger. How many of us?
Not going to see Wheeler?
Yeah.
I have judgments of people, and I'm completely punching down.
Oh. No.
You want to hear them?
I mean, I'm short, so I better get ready.
Rach and I were behind a grandma that sucked.
She was not nice to the lady at the concession
awful.
Stand.
Oh, you're behind her in line.
Yes.
I was like, I didn't remember a grandma sitting in front of us.
No.
Okay,
she was.
Okay.
I was like, are they talking about me?
In line.
We call you grandma behind your back.
She just blew.
What was she doing?
She wasn't nice. I
at
like it when
all.
People are nice to whoever's working. It's like, just be like, oh, hello. Acknowledge them.
Yeah.
Maybe throw in a thank you or something. But she was very brusque.
Yeah.
She like, just get me a hot dog.
Pretty much.
Nacho Supreme and a large Coke.
And then the very nice lady who was working there was like, oh, I'll put them down over there for you to make it easier for her to carry. And she goes, yeah, put them over there. I'm like,
she was awful.
Please. Thank you.
Man.
Second person I'm judging, the bad boy.
The Bat Boy?
I didn't like his hustle.
Which side?
Our side.
The Cardinals side.
Didn't like his hustle.
He didn't have a lot of hustle.
No.
But he wasn't vibing.
I saw him running a couple times.
Tennis matches.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking for.
He was like jogging. I don't know. He didn't have a lot of hustle.
Well, I mean, like,
what if that was his crappy grandma?
You got time. That would be amazing. Like, they have time. It don't have to be like a dead sprint.
I don't like it.
A dead sprint would be nice, is all I'm saying.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, if I did that, I'd have a heart
frenetic.
Attack. If I moved anywhere close to that kid's gentle jog, I would have a heart attack on the spot. But he should have a little more hustle.
Nah. Rach had a great idea, though, during the game. She said we should kill that grandma. No, she she said that we should raise money, probably for Operation Food Search in the fall, and we should host like a celebrity softball game.
There we go.
Tournament. Maybe we put together a media team. You know?
Yeah.
And make people pay to play us.
Let's go. Raise money for Operation Food Search just to have some fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can get some other, outside of just media, we can maybe get some other celebrities.
Yeah, get some ex-Cardinals.
Former players.
Pack the team.
Oh, yeah. And then, right. And then if you lose to us, you owe another $500 to the charity. No, I'm
pretty good.
I'm kidding.
That's pretty good. I kind of like that.
You come strong. Watch, though. Some of these softball teams, man, they're loaded. They'll come out and just hit nothing but dingers.
Yeah, you can't be better than us.
Nah.
Yeah. I will be placing hefty wagers on this game, so.
An underdog?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Kevin hit 5 home runs.
Oh, good
yes,
Lord.
He will.
I'll hit 6 pop-ups in the first 6 at-bats. That's what I do in softball.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. We have Dave Murray coming up at 4 p.m., and that's all we have. So just thought I'd be honest with you.
All right.
I have a hot take on another person at the game today, if you'd like to hear it.
I mean,
this guy, as you're walking up to the game, and there's lots of little kids with Fredbird hats and things like that.
And that's why you're burning in hell. That's why the sinew inside your bones will melt when the devil...
Like, I don't think that's doing what he thinks it's doing. I celebrate and support his right to do it. It's within the law, free speech, zoning, all that stuff. I don't think you're doing your team any good.
Yeah, I mean... I guess he's down there every single game.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I think that to myself often. Like, how many people actually approach him and say, tell me more about the word of God?
It sounds so good. Right, you make it seem so attractive.
I've never seen anyone
also,
stop
who
and
are
interact
you?
With him.
Who are you as an authority to tell us anything?
Oh, he's hitting them with a, you're no better than a man.
I mean, you're no smarter than any of us or anybody that's walking past you.
Maybe Andrew.
Yeah.
He could be a priest.
What if I went out there one of these days with my own megaphone and stood right next to him and just heckled him?
Don't be that guy.
I want to be that guy, but I'm not going to be.
I don't feel like he's heckling us necessarily. It's just, it's more like, there's got to be a more attractive way to do this. Because I don't feel like he's like, you're the worst as you're walking
I mean,
by.
He's describing how you're... You'll burn in hell.
Well, I mean, fair point.
Other than
fair
that.
Point. Other than that, he's
not
a nice
saying
guy.
I look fat in my pants.
I grew up with that, so it just kind of washes off me. I'm like, ah, oh, yes, burning in hell.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, nobody thinks I'm going anywhere else, so I'm used to it.
Like, bro, just have a beer or something.
I appreciate his hustle. He's been out there, like, every time we've gone to a game this year, he's been out there. Instead of having a job, instead of having friends, instead of having a family, he's hustling. He's out there.
Here's my
take.
Go do something for individual people that makes their lives better. Go help people that are homeless. Go feed people that are at a food shelter. Do something real for people instead of yelling at people. That's how you do the good thing. And by the way, that's also how you reach people. You don't reach anybody by grabbing a megaphone and shouting in their faces. Who wants that? Who listens to that? Who accepts that?
Probably that old grandma. Maybe the bat boy.
Yeah, she's probably the one behind it all.
New study found out that if you don't work out, you can get almost... the same health benefits by just rushing through all the stuff you do.
Oh, get your heart rate up by being late all the time or something?
Yeah. Uh-oh. So, like, if you're going to clean the house and it's going to take you an hour, do it in 10 minutes, and you'll get a health benefit from that.
Okay.
Guess that makes sense.
I mean, so in other words, it's kind of the same as going for a walk or a jog.
They said even just the mental rushing, though, has some sort of benefit.
Oh.
What if the thing I need to rush to do is eat a sandwich?
There you go.
Yeah, what if
rush
I eat
putting together
because
dinner?
That's going what against the
eating
advice to eat slowly, right?
I mean, like eating cookies really fast.
Yeah. I think that makes it better.
That's all that's on my docket.
I think it helps
today.
You burn those calories faster.
Man, getting in shape is the worst. All the time I'm like, well, once I'm in shape, it'll be so much easier to do this exercise because my body will be there. But then it's like, no, you have to do the work to get to that place.
That part's bad.
Yeah, that part sucks.
Part's not good.
Depends on what shape you're shooting for.
Just better shape than I'm
in
now.
Oh, I'm like,
yeah,
oh,
I hit circle real easily.
I say his square's not hard.
I hit circle, like I hit sphere like nothing.
My soul just died a little bit. I thought we're out at 55:50, and I'm like, why isn't she hitting the music?
Nope,
and I looked at the sign and it said 56:50. I'm like, I don't have it in me.
Think of something clever.
Who
for
else
the next
made
60
you mad
seconds?
At the ballpark?
You a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sure I did.
Because you wouldn't sit next to Andrew. What? And Andrew a little bit because he wouldn't share the nachos I bought for you two.
I tried.
Oh, I
didn't he didn't want them.
He offered.
He didn't
offered
want them.
Too many peppers.
Yeah, I wondered about that.
Yeah.
Did you guys put the peppers on or did they put the peppers on?
They did.
They put a lot on.
They went bananas. I have never seen nachos so loaded, which I mean, like, good value.
And you know what? Thank you, Andrew. They were very loaded, and that's the reason why that grandma should have been nice.
Yeah.
Because that worker was doing an amazing job, and she didn't appreciate it at all.
Tie it up in a nice little bow.
Absolutely. That's what we do on this show.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.